Welcome to Visionaries Global Media, your number one source for podcasting entertainment. Visionaries Global Media, envisioning excellence on a global scale.
Hello, it is me, the DM. Before we begin this part, I'd like to issue a content warning that there are somewhat graphic depictions of spider-like creatures later in this episode. If this isn't your thing, then perhaps you should give this part a miss. Otherwise, on we go, I guess. As the party continues their quest to recover the kidnapped people, they make it to the abandoned mill and memorialize. Laughter is keeping watch at the top of the hill, leaving Charlie, Shard, Moira, and Oberyn carry on down into the darkness. Dungeon Junkies presents Carrie's Campaign, Episode 3, Part 2, Stealing and Smiling. As you all go down the steps, it's a short staircase, and you find yourself in a corridor.
Yay, corridor!
It splits two ways, one with a set of stairs going up, and one with a set of stairs going down.
How far down did the first set take us?
You're about 15 feet underground by now.
Okay.
Do we think they took the children up or down?
More likely down, I imagine. But I'll have a quick peek up, quickly.
Yeah, go for it.
Moira quietly climbs the stairs and, like, keeps her eyes open to see what she can see.
Up the stairs, at the top, is a small room filled with wooden crates.
Is anyone else in here?
Nope. It's just a small room with wooden crates kind of chucked haphazardly everywhere.
Can I investigate the investigate all the crates?
Yeah.
How many crates are there? Do I have to do a check for every crate or?
Nah, just do one collective one.
It's a critical one.
Oh damn.
There it is. I hadn't got one all session, then nearly 2 hours in it arrives.
Moira looks at the crates, strokes her chin and goes, "These are some damn fine crates."
Press X to get out.
Right, we turn down the stairs and tell them there's some damn fine crates upstairs.
Was there anything in them?
To be fair, I thought the best is to leave them be. We're not here for crates, we're here for kids.
Were the crates children size?
Were they, DM?
You could arguably fit a child into them.
Oh my god.
Oberyn's, like, just with saying that and realizing Moira, just with fury of this, has driven Oberyn mad. And yes, Oberyn would run, like, you know, basically shove Moira out of the way to charge up these stairs to get to these crates.
I follow calmly because I'm not a psychopath.
Moira allows Oberyn to do that because, end of the day, Moira has messed up there.
So, Oberyn gets a look at these nice crates. They're about 3 foot by 3 foot square, so you probably could cram a child in there. A small child.
Normal sentences.
Okay. Do you want to make an investigation check? Because I'd like to rip one of these boxes open, obviously.
Yeah, go for it.
That is a 9.
You pull at the lid and it comes off easily to reveal this crate is full of burlap sacks.
Oberyn breathes a heavy sigh of relief and looks at all the other crates and thinks to himself, would they have stuffed one child in any of these crates if this one's full of burlap sacks? And as he's thinking this to himself, he just kind of turns and looks at Moira and goes, these are some damn fine crates. Think we can go.
Moira feels somewhat validated.
Shard looks at Charlie like, what the fuck?
So I guess Moira now waits for Shard and follows them down the stairs.
So are you all heading downstairs again?
Just walking down the stairs like these fucking idiots.
I would say yes.
I tried so hard.
These damn fan crates.
The dice were not with me. I'm sorry.
So at the bottom of the stairs is a plain metal door. There's no handle on it, but it has hinges, so you can tell it's a door.
Can I listen through? See if there's anything behind it?
You can't hear anything.
Part of me's tempted just to kick the door down, but I'm trying to use common sense here, and there might be something behind it.
I mean, have you tried pushing it?
I use Mage Hand to gently push it open.
The door creaks loudly as it opens.
Okay, I want to stealth my way inside because I'm quite scared.
Only one of us knew Greece.
Wrong character, Reed's not here.
Damn it.
Okay, so the door creaks loudly and Charlie tries to slip in like a shadow, I guess?
I'm
I tell the door to shush.
Alright, what do I see then as I sneak into this room?
It's a large hexagonal room. There's no windows, because it's underground. It looks fairly ordinary in here. The stone floor has a nice pattern on it, with a big hexagon in the middle.
But no children?
No.
Can I examine the hexagonal part of the floor?
Okay.
I do tap my quarterstaff on the floor quite slightly to signal the rest of them to come in the room.
Can I do that as arcana and investigation? Or one for each, or not?
Yeah, go for it. So, are you all in the room now?
I'm, like, at the door.
Okay.
I'm trying to, like, do it from distance sort of thing.
Mainly because I don't trust that the door won't slam shut.
I've got 14 for my arcana.
I think Oberyn is with Shard, kind of on the outside, not going fully into the room yet.
And a 17 for mitigation.
Waving through a window.
You get the same magic reading as earlier for the arcana check. And the investigation, the hexagon seems to be slightly loose from the floor.
Can I investigate the room? I'm going to walk into the room. I'm going to investigate the room for any levers or anything like you would find in a game called Tomb Raider.
Are there any dinosaurs frozen in
that? Oh, God. Okay, so investigation again. That's 13 all in.
Well, as you investigate the room, you can't find anything particularly interesting.
I don't know if I'm missing anything, guys, but nothing's standing out to me in this room. It's like a dead end almost, but there's something about the floor which just doesn't add up.
What about the floor?
I don't know. It just seems like it's loose fitting in a way, but it's still safe to walk on.
Okay, lever it up, maybe?
Maybe. I can't find a lever, though. I don't know if you have any...
I meant, like, physics.
Okay.
Can I use
my... It might be, like, a giant manhole.
Oh, lever it up. Oh, right, sorry. Okay, what you mean, sorry. I'm going to look in my backpack. What have I got? What have I got? A longsword! I put my longsword into the edge, and I push down as hard as I can to try and lever it up.
It does come up a few inches, enough for people to put their hands underneath it to pull.
Guys, I can't hold it for long. Give me a hand here.
Oh, I will go and help.
I'll say Oberyn would immediately reach and grab under.
Shard will step in reluctantly.
As you all heave it open, there's another small staircase.
It's like a spiral one, or is it straight down?
It's a spiral, boy.
Oh, lovely. After you, I guess, Shard. I'm only saying that because you're way better with tunnels.
I know.
Can we see the bottom? If this is a spiral staircase, like, can we see, like, down the middle?
How far is your dark vision again?
Mine's only 60 feet.
Mine's 60
120.
Well.
Okay, then Shard can see the bottom.
Just like laser vision.
This one goes a good way down. It's about 80 foot down.
About an 80 foot drop, so don't fall off the stairs.
Okay. Moira hugs the wall on the descent.
The wall doesn't hug you back.
Oh.
The wall does cover Moira in cobwebs and dust, though.
I'm going to stand in the middle of the staircase because I do not like spiders.
I'm making a note of that. Covered in cobwebs and dust.
Shard's already like that wall. 15 foot down, just because idiots.
My amazing hair is now full of cobwebs.
I know, it's dark. No one can tell.
Jump.
Oberyn would have been last, like, down the stairs, like, following behind.
Okay, so as you go down and down and down, you come to another small room at the bottom.
Down, down, deeper and down. So that was sitting there, I'm so sorry. Actually, no, I'm not even sorry.
There's a small room. Cool.
What can we see in this room?
You can see some damn fine crates.
Okay, I just... So it is crates, that's not just a joke.
No. Check
children. Okay, I rip off one of the tops.
Again, you find more burlap sacks.
Can I investigate the burlap sacks?
Yeah.
Are we just burlap sacks?
They are burlap sacks.
They're not bags they're holding.
No.
Shame. That'd be a hell of a lot of bags.
You open a
holding.
Bag and 16 children fly out.
because that would be messed up as hell, but actually really clever.
How many boxes are in this room?
About 30, 40 of them.
Okay, I'm going to go around and start ripping off the tops.
Charlie finds some burlap sacks. Some burlap sacks.
Okay.
Some lap-bur sacks.
Can I just make an investigation check to see if there's a door or another latch like to go deeper?
Yeah, have a look around.
It's 10.
Charlie's just leaning on a wall like, this is weird.
Out of the corner of Moira's eye, behind a stack of damn fine crates, she can see the edge of a door.
Moira breaks into reporter mode. News just in, there is a door behind the crates over there.
He's just in, I am ripping open that door and seeing what's in there.
Moira looks so professional, she's actually looking like she's preparing for the camera crew as well.
Despite the massive cobwebs.
Absolutely.
Shard starts playing the BBC News thing on...
Oh, my God. Okay, so we are... I watch as Charlie goes towards the door, but I pointed out.
As Charlie's just going to rip the door open, Oberon like raises his hand to like tell you to stop, but he realizes it's far too late. Maybe some Alex. Discretion? Nope. All right.
Alex. Well, I mean, I assumed I was going to move what was ever in the way first.
Make me a strength check.
Charlie has good strength.
Well, I mean, the phrase, I'm going to go rip open the door, does not sound subtle.
Oh, that's a natural one.
Charlie goes to rip open the door, completely ignoring the fact it's made of metal. She scrapes all of her hands, pulls it so hard that her back cracks, and she falls flat on the floor.
Back She's crack like, and burlap sack.
Back crack, burlap sack. Charlie's just laying on the floor, thumbs up, like, nailed it.
And I'm guessing said door did not move at all.
That door did not move at all. It's staring at Charlie mockingly.
I use Mage Hand to crack Charlie's back into place for her.
Charlie dies from spinal injuries.
Oh my god. It's supposed to be quite gentle.
Oberon does, actually. Can I try and see if I can help Charlie's back? I am actually good at medicine.
While you're doing that, I'll use Mage Hand to open the door carefully, because at least with that, I'm not going to have any risk of anyone else getting hurt.
One time I roll a one.
Moira, like a civilized person, pushes open the door.
I got a 21 on my medicine check.
Charlie literally did the move of, I would pull the door, but it says push on it.
Moira did also see the push label on the door. Charlie's back has never felt better.
Oberon in full chiropractor mode, like, picks Charlie up and just with one, like, puts you back into place.
Puts her, like, gets her to brace against the crate and is like,
Now that Charlie isn't lying on the floor like a piece of wet spaghetti, and Moira's open the door like a civilized person.
You can thank years of being a royal prince for knowing how to do that.
Moira, with the door, having opened the door, basically, with an elegant arm, just indicates to Shard, shall we?
I go through the door first, because I'm better with this, and also I'm well aware that they're mostly cowards anyway.
Moira follows immediately behind, in full Mama Bear mode.
Aw.
Shard is confused by this.
Oberon would take the, you know, final entrance spot.
Oberon is Papa Bear.
Yeah, Oberon protects, make sure that
Charlie is Baby Bear, and Shard is that weird aunt.
Not everyone loves. Aunt
because gender.
Shard is the weird cousin. Once more, you find yourself in a corridor with two staircases. They both lead up this time, but one goes to the left and one goes to the right.
Left or right?
Would it be wise to split up or not really?
I'd argue not really if we're trying to rescue, like, 40-odd kids.
Yeah, but if we don't know which one we're going down, should we, like, not hedge our bets and maybe just
try? And we just try one. If we don't like the look of it, we'll go the other way.
Okay.
Are these spiral staircases again, or are they straight staircases?
Straight up, going into, like, little carved-out tunnels in the wall.
Shard doesn't know what the word straight means.
Nice. Moira suggests the right hand tunnel.
Oh, because the left is always evil?
I walk down the left tunnel.
Okay. Moira reluctantly follows down the left one.
Shard has learned that tunnels don't give a shit about your Latin meanings of words.
To be fair, that's a hugely sensible route I've learned.
As you walk up the stairs and find another lovely door, there's doors everywhere in this place.
I push open the door.
The door opens.
Oh my god.
What is inside the door?
I'm a wizard.
A small corridor that veers out to the right.
What about the other one goes to a door that and a corridor that veers out to the left, and they both go to the same place?
That'd be apt.
That's how a lot of underground tunnels work.
Mm. Yeah.
And lead to the same open, cavernous areas.
Is it just pitch black? Is it just dark vision that's helping us at this point as well?
Yeah. There's no windows because it's underground and there's no lighting.
No candles, okay.
No.
Shard's just like, this is fine. This is how I live my life.
Moira follows Shard along the passageway.
Come along, children. Going on a field trip.
So everybody goes down the corridor.
Yeah.
Okay, you find yourself in another hexagonal room. It's quite a bit bigger than the last one you were in.
The room or the hexagon? Or both?
Both.
Fair enough. Is there a gap in this hexagon? Does it look like this is also another, like, manhole cover?
There is.
Motherfuckers. I look at the four of us, I go, I don't believe we'll be able to open this one the way we did before. I don't know if we'll have the strength. So I'd like to investigate the room to see if there's, you know, like, a lever or some sort of, some way to do this mechanically.
Okay, roll me investigation.
Come on, diggity dice. That's an 11.
You can't find anything. Unfortunately, though, the door has shut behind you, and it is a one-way door.
Has. I knew one of these would be.
Boss fight intensifies.
I was contemplating using Mage Hand to push over to the other side, but I'm not entirely sure that spell can work that way.
I think that spell can pass through solid object.
All the doors here are made of a solid metal.
In that case, it would not be able to do that, definitely.
I mean, I'm just going to investigate. I'm just going to look around.
Moira, go forward.
I'm studying the hexagon on the floor, idiotically. I just don't get it.
How close to the hexagon is Oberyn?
Oberyn has his face on it.
No, I mean, I'm like, I guess I would probably be like, you know, in the squatted position on the outside of it, just kind of staring at it, because I can see the crack, like, try and see if I can see down into it.
I'm going to need Oberyn to make me a dexterity save right now.
I assume there would be as such.
Oberyn makes out with the hexagon.
Awesome. That is a solid 5.
You're really not rolling well.
I'm getting new dice out.
Oberyn is pushed flat onto his ass as what looks like a long leg comes out of the hexagon and grabs him.
Demon! Burn it!
Can I go over and help Oberyn? Like, pull him back?
Can we? Is it just the leg we can see?
Yes, and it looks like a very long spider leg. Which I'm imagining Charlie doing backflips away from it.
I'm just seeing Alex literally almost wet himself. I cast Firebolt on the spider leg.
Whatever the leg was attached to makes a furious hissing noise, and the hexagon is pushed up a foot or two as you find 8 eyes staring in your direction.
I use my monk ability through my class called Breath of the Dragon. And I use fire breath on that fucker's eyes to burn him.
I was going to say we have a druid, but okay.
You attempt this, and it lets out a hiss of annoyance, but is not in any way harmed.
Oh. For fuck's sake!
With that, I would like to cast Speak with Animals, and I immediately apologize to this giant spider.
All you can hear is, it sounds like hundreds and hundreds of voices saying the words slightly out of sync. All you can hear them saying is hungry.
Right, okay, this is a horde. As Oberyn hears all these voices coming back to him as trying to speak with animals. This is not good, everyone.
As the whatever it is under the hexagon has awoken, you can hear lots of rustling from above you.
Shard internally goes, not this again. I've been in far too many of these situations, Jesus Christ.
If you look up, you can see a bunch of very oddly proportioned giant spiders. They have big heads and chunky legs, but really, really skinny torsos.
Aw, they're kind of cute.
How many of them is there, give or take?
There's about 5 of them have come out. They're about 5 foot long and chunky.
So can we see, like, is there an entrance that they're coming out of right now?
They're coming out of a massive nest of webs.
From my experience with these kind of things, my vote is that we find a way out immediately.
I know, but we've come down here. Have we come the wrong way, then? Do we feel?
I don't think so.
Does the door have a door handle on it? I know it slammed shut. But
no. There's no handles. The doors are meant to keep things in rather than shut them out.
Yeah, my concern with heat metaling the door is that then we wouldn't have a door to shut in their face.
I think we're going to have to stand our ground and take these bastards out.
I still have Talk with Animals active right now. Can I try and talk to these ones that are above me? And just yell at them?
You can try. They're all saying the same thing, though.
I throw my rations by the hexagon.
The spider looks at them, but doesn't respond.
No, not your thing.
I cast prestidigitation on the rations to make them smell like dead pig carcass.
Maybe that's why they want to eat Oberyn, because he didn't get washed.
The spider looks at it again, and as it tilts its head, you can see it has no way of eating. It's almost as if any form of a mouth or a feeding thing was removed.
Aww, that's so mean.
Moira basically gets into a dance. I'm thinking, like, they're going to have to take him out. Sorry, Oberyn.
The large one hides under the trap door as 3 big ones from the ceiling drop down.
I cast Scorching Ray.
The fire glances off them.
Right.
Okay.
Fire's not going to help here. Moira's eyes then light up. You don't got any water?
With my... Because I've probably dealt with hordes before, because this is the kind of thing that would nest everywhere. Do I have any idea what the general strategy with this is? I'm assuming it's run.
It sometimes is run, but it depends if you can run.
Yeah.
We can't right now. Thank you, lovely DM.
You can't run. You're gonna die.
I have some things which may be useful, but does anyone have any way of making water happen?
I mean, we have water skins.
My hands crack. Moira's hands crackle with witch bolt.
Are you wanting me to salt this water, throw it at a spider, and then you electrocute it? You realize there are fucking, like, dozens of these pricks.
As you're all standing around debating the weather, one of these spiders shoots what a sticky white web substance at Moira. So I'm going to need Moira to make a dexterity check.
Describe it like that, Kerry.
Web. Dexterity saving throw. Yeah. That's a crit 20. My dice only showed up.
Yeah, it sails past you and goes against the wall.
Okay, seriously, it's time to bring the lightning. I cast Witch Bolt. I'm guessing that'll probably trigger initiative.
Yep, everyone roll initiative.
I try to avoid that so much.
You must have known by now. That's a natural one for that one.
Bonus. Okay. Oh, plus a whole zero. So 19 for me.
I got an 8.
17.
Okay, so as it always seems to go, Charlie's first.
Fuck this.
It's three big angry boy spiders.
I'm gonna try, because they're not affected by fire.
Punch a spider.
I'm going to turn my unarmed strikes to acid damage. Try that. I'm gonna go up to one of them, hit it with my quarterstaff, punch it in the face, and then flurry of blows.
Okay, roll to hit.
Right, so I got a 19, a 10, a 10, and a 1.
Only your first attack hits.
Okay, yeah, so none of the acid damage hits it, so I'm just going to strike it with the quarterstaff, which is a d8, which is that one. Oh, I'm really not doing well with this shit. That is a 6 in total.
Moira next, I think.
Yes. Right. I will cast level 2 Witch Bolt on one of the ones that isn't near Charlie.
Okay.
The roll to hit. So.
Yeah, roll to hit then.
Okay, so. Plus 5 as well, that's lovely. That's 25.
So roll me some damage.
Okay, so that's a crit, so that's double damage as well, isn't it? So that's 2d12 doubled. Okay, 28.
Okay, yikes.
And I can use my action to deal the damage automatically next turn. So I'm holding the spell in place. Basically the whole time, just it's like lightning is coming out of both my hands in a fucking beam.
Shard.
Okay, my bonus action, I'm going to give Bardic Inspiration to Oberyn. So have a d6, happy Christmas.
Nice! Well, you know I need it today.
Yeah, you need it today. I literally just go...
Scream into the flute.
Yeah, Shard screams into the flute. And then I look, like, out of the three... You said there were three angry boys.
Three angry boys at the moment.
Which one's the biggest angry boy?
There's one that's got a bit of a headache after being bopped by a quarterstaff. One that's, like, kind of low-key smoking after being electrocuted. And one that stood around looking a bit like, what the fuck?
I look at the one that's going, what the fuck? Stare it down for a second, and I cast Dissonant Whispers as a spell.
Okay.
Oh my god!
Oh dear.
Spiders be dumb?
That's 18 all in.
Damn it! Okay, you don't run away from me, but you're still taking damage.
Alright.
Because I'm doing it at a higher level, I get 4d6 instead.
Scary.
It's literally just aggressive, angry whispers in their head.
So the spider's just like, I'm hungry, and I'm like, you suck.
We round down, so that is 8.
Okay.
8 psychic damage. Enjoy the you suck whispers.
Now it's the turn of the headache spider that's going to attack Charlie. Going to get as close to Charlie as possible and try to bite her. And its little pincery things just snap in midair. It misses. So the next spider goes, and it's going to shoot a web at Shard.
Rude.
So dexterity saving throw.
Good at those.
But on the next turn, if you try to move, your speed will be halved.
That's fine. Yeah, that was my last disadvantage one, so.
Okay, Oberyn.
Right. So how far away are these spiders from us?
There's one directly in front of Charlie, there's one fairly close to Moira, and the one who's standing round, metaphorically scratching its ass cheeks, is somewhere between Shard and Oberyn. It's about 25 feet away from you at the most.
Alright, I want to try something here. I would like to use my cantrip Thorn Whip, but I want to try and, like, use it to basically take out the AT-AT, like they did in Star Wars, where I want to try and throw it so that it wraps around, like, the spider's legs and then tighten it, and it's because a spider on its back is useless. So that's a ranged attack.
You're thinking of turtles, Dad.
Huh?
Aren't we all thinking of turtles?
That is 16.
Okay. It's a hit.
Nice. So yeah, as I said, I don't want to cause damage. I just want to, like, basically wrap its legs and, like, I'll, like, leave my Thorn Whip out because I can just hold it as an action so that it's now, like, tied.
Have you ever heard a spider say oof? Because now you have, as it falls flat.
And then I'd like to use my bonus action to just activate my wild shape, so that now my spores are powered up. But I have the thing trapped, my Thorn Whip, and I'm just standing here.
Okay, back up to Charlie.
An old man getting the spiders off his lawn.
I will use my quarterstaff, then do a flurry of blows, and he empowered Strike to do another quarterstaff attack.
Okay.
Okay, so the first quarterstaff attack was a 17.
Yes.
Flurry of blows was a 23 and a 17, and the final quarterstaff attack was a nat 20.
Alright, everything hits.
Okay, so altogether that's 45 damage.
Big yikes.
Dead Angie boy.
Not quite yet.
Wishing he were dead Angie boy.
Okay, Moira.
I'm just going to use my action to deal the additional 2d12 light damage, yeah.
Okay.
I maintain the spell, so the same one, I'm going to get 17.
Okay.
Is it still alive?
Yes, it's looking a bit sizzly now, though.
Okay, I maintain concentration still.
You've grown all the hair off of its legs.
Okay, excellent.
It's cold.
And now, back to Shard.
How far is the fucker that shot web at me?
The one that shot webs at you is between you and Oberyn. It's currently got its legs all squished together, though.
Okay, if its legs are all squished together, I'd like to... Because if it was between us, then it's within my half speed. I would like to, like, get... Basically just kind of... Now its legs are like... I'd like to kind of get a foothold, launch myself up, and slam my rapier through one of the, armor plates in it that is now like
okay.
I'm gonna kamikaze shank it.
Alright, roll me to do that.
Do you want acrobatics to get up there and then attack, or
I'm just gonna let you do it.
Yay.
Because I like the idea so much.
I'm using my inspiration from my terrible puns.
I really like puns around here.
Thank fuck I did. That one was a 3, but the other one is a 24.
That's a better number.
Alright,
roll me some damage.
Time for kebabs.
Spider on a stick.
That is 6 plus 3,
So 9, and I turn it into a spider on a stick.
Lovely. It makes a high-pitched whining noise as you do that.
I wiggle it slightly.
You get slightly splashed with gross spider blood.
Yeah, fuck you.
And now, speaking of, it's time for the spiders. The one here's closest to Charlie is going to attempt to bite her again. And it is not doing well. That's a miss. The sizzly spider is going to attempt to shoot web at Moira.
It's a crit 20. Ooh,
damn. Moira backflips.
Better lucky than good.
Again, Morbid, the web Morbid, just goes...
Moira's monster, definitely.
Pass.
The heels provide extra height when you flip.
Absolutely.
And back to Oberyn, who has a spider on a stick and a string.
I'm all right. Back, just like, hello.
All right. Well, with that, it's now. I'm gonna keep it tied up, and I'm just going to approach. I'm just gonna stab it with my spear.
Okay. Roll to hit with advantage now, because it's all pinned down and tied up.
Don't stab me by accident.
I'm picking the guy from Mortal Kombat, just saying, Frosty.
That is a 23.
Yeah, you definitely hit it.
All right. So that is 1d6 piercing, but then since I have my circle of spores powered up with my symbiotic entity, I get to add another d6 of necrotic damage.
The necrotic damage is halved. They have necrotic resistance.
Cool, cool. All right. So that is a 9 piercing damage and 1 necrotic damage, so 10 damage all day.
Okay. And back to the final spider, who is a bit upset, really. It's been tied up and it's being stabbed.
And it's being stood on by a drow elf.
It's going to try and bite Oberyn. It can barely move, but he's probably close enough to hit. Ooh, that is a 19.
That does hit.
Okay. That is... Where's my thing? That is 8 damage.
Well, good thing I get 16 temporary hit points from my symbiotic entity, so I still have 8 temporary hit points.
Unfortunately, it can barely move, so it can't add the effect from its bite. Back to Charlie.
I'm just looking up, looking down on you from on the spider, like, sorry.
Weapon attack and martial arts. I'm not going to use flurry of blows, though, because I'm going through key points quite quickly.
Alright.
The first one was a 22, and the martial arts, fuck me, is a 23.
That's a hit and a hit.
Okay, so that is all together 14 points of damage on, obviously on the one I keep hitting, so 14 okay. points of damage.
It's starting to sway on its legs a bit, but it's still standing.
Gave it a concussion.
Moira?
Moira continues her concentration thanks to hitting the crit 20 on the saving throw, I'm guessing.
Roll me some damage.
23.
This one is also starting to sway on its feet.
At this point, I say, call off your brood or they will die.
The spiders just click their pincers at you.
I tried, Oberyn.
You try to speak common to spiders who clearly don't speak spider. You're right. They clearly, as I'm like, still have my spear at this, and I'm just yelling over at Moira. You're right, you really try.
Okay.
I shout it in Infernal as well, but I doubt they speak Infernal.
They don't speak Infernal, no.
Tried.
You tried. Back to Shard.
Shard looks at this exchange and goes, if they weren't going to negotiate in the first place, the main way they'll understand is if you defeat the bigger ones, the smaller ones won't think they'll win, so they'll leave. Basic pack tactics, come on. I'm on the one now, so I'm just going to keep shanking it.
Okay. Roll me to hit at advantage, because you're on it, so...
I am physically on it.
Like a roller coaster.
16... is the higher one, the lower one is a 6.
I think you hit it.
I just about hit it, because the other one was a crit fail and I probably would have just fallen off the spider.
Roll me some damage.
Just drunkenly fallen off. Ooh, that one's a crit, so that's 11.
Okay.
Shanky. I'm just making the hole bigger.
After seeing what you've been doing to the smaller ones, the hexagon opens again and outslivers the spider from underneath. Again, this is a big bitch. This thing is about 12 feet long. Oh no.
I'm just like, hey!
This is the queen of the nest.
Sup, bitch.
And she's going to attempt to bite Moira.
Oh, dear. As they enter, would they be within 10 feet of me?
You moved over to start, like, joining in the stabby stab of the tied up spider, didn't you?
Yeah.
That was about 25 feet away originally. Okay. And she hits. As she bites down, she's going to inject Moira with spider venom.
How much damage am I taking for that?
You're not taking damage at the moment, but from now you have disadvantage on all ability checks.
Noted.
And now it's concussion spider. It's going to attempt to bite Charlie. And it misses. Sizzly spider. Sizzly spider rolled a nat 1, and it got so confused it bit its own leg.
I've never related more.
Oberyn?
Alright. I can see the queen now, though, right?
Yeah.
I would like to look at the queen and cast animal friendship on the queen.
What's that one when it's at
home? So I have to see it. Does the queen have an intelligence of 4 or higher?
No.
No? Alright, then it automatically spell fails.
She done.
Stabby spider is going to try and bite Oberyn again. 20. And it does 9 damage in total. If Shard was on the floor, it would be trying to bite Shard, but it can't quite reach them.
That is all my temporary hit points. Okay. I am down to 30 now.
Okay. Charlie?
I'm going to bash the spider that I've been fighting with my quarterstaff first, and if it doesn't die, bonus action martial arts. 23.
You bash it so hard that you split its skull in two and spider brains go everywhere.
Okay. Bonus action. Let's see. What can I do? I don't really want to use the point of key anymore.
I mean, run.
You know what? Fuck it. How big is this room?
80 foot by 80 foot, roughly.
I disengage and run to the other side of the room because I've had enough of this.
How close am I to my spider?
About 15 foot away.
I've lost my concentration, I'm guessing, because of the venom bite.
Yes.
Okay. So, I am time to get nasty. Not that I wasn't really beforehand. I will cast Witch Bolt on Mama Spider, looking exactly for her mouth.
She has no mouth. She has no mouth and she must scream.
Okay, so it's a range bow attack plus 5. Okay. That is 22.
Yeah, you hit her, so roll me some damage.
That's only 9.
Shard.
You know what, since Mama's here, I'm going to burn another spell slot and try the same strategy again.
Okay.
With Dissonant Whispers. So she needs to make a wisdom saving throw.
Yeah, that is a 7.
Okay, so she takes the full damage and has to spend her turn getting as far away from me as possible.
Mm.
Not even its turn, its reaction. It needs to fucking leg it away from me.
All 8 legs.
All 8 leg it. leg it.
We're wrecking with this thing in the background.
So let me do the damage before she fucking cheeses it.
What dice?
Thick dice. That is 15 damage.
Nice.
I basically just scream into her head.
And like, she gathers all 16 legs and runs off up the wall.
Hey.
Now we have Sizzly Spider, who is going to try and walk towards Moira to do some damage, but this spider is on its last legs, quite literally.
It's missing several legs because they melted.
It falls over.
Well, as it tries to move towards Moira, Moira's pretty close to me. I would assume it would have to get within 10 feet of me.
It takes about a step forward and just kind of falls on its face. Which brings us right next to Oberyn.
Okay, so the queen is on the wall now, you say, right?
Yeah.
How far is said wall from all of us?
She's got 50 feet of movement because she's got a lot of legs. So about 50 feet away from you.
Fantastic, then. Because then I would like to use one of my second level spells. And even though we're underground, doesn't say I can't do it, so I'm going to. And I would like to cast Moonbeam on the spider, and thus creating it from the roof. So, this, how tall is this room?
The roof is about 60 feet up.
Okay, so there is, from the roof down, like almost hitting the floor all the way, there is now a 5-foot wide, 40-foot thing, Moonbeam coming down.
Ghostly flames, if I'm misunderstanding it correctly, isn't it?
Yes. It is engulfed in ghostly flames that cause searing pain, and on its turn, we'll have to make a constitution saving throw.
Okay. That's nice and scary.
Moonbeam's amazing. It really is.
Oberyn Aang just standing in front of the spider that keeps attacking him, gives no fucks about it, and just turns and throws his hand out as a giant moonbeam erupts from the ceiling, engulfing the entire queen spider.
Next, it's Stabby Spider.
I would have released my vine whips as well, so it would technically be able to move now.
Okay.
Yeah, it just has to get me off it.
It's going to bite Oberyn yet again. The sacrifice of what it's got left. Instead of causing damage, it's going to inject Oberyn with spider venom.
Fuck off, spider.
From now you have disadvantage on all ability checks. And Charlie is disengaged, so now it's back to Moira.
Oh, wait. Is that a poison condition, technically?
Yes and no.
Well, I am elementally adept and thus immune to poison and acid. It's one of my feet, so I don't know if that would apply to the spider venom.
I'll say it does.
Ha! As the spider tries to bite me and inject the venom, I just look at it and just shake my head. I don't say anything, but I just look down like, no.
The spider practically goes, yeah, because it's so ashamed.
A spider of shame. Wow, that's brilliant. Let's see what I can do. I'm just gonna reroll my damage because it's still. That is a 22 on mummy spider.
Ouchies. And back to Shard.
I mean, now that mummy spider's kind of legging it slightly, I'm gonna try and finish off the one I'm stood on. So I'm just gonna stab it.
Roll damage at advantage because you're still on top of him.
Cannot stop me. See, if Shard had like stiletto heels, this would be like dominatrix pose right now. Boot on the neck, but Shard doesn't look like that. One of those attacks is 15, one of those attacks is 22.
Okay. As you stab it, it lets out a noise, and all its guts start flooding out the bottom. It's very dead.
I go, and then step off.
Now it's the queen spider who has to make a constitution save, I believe.
Yep.
Yeah, well, your children are dead.
That is a 23.
That's a save, but you still have to take half damage. So that is 12, so the spider would take 6 radiant damage.
She's going to just carry on walking up towards the nest.
Making my way downtown.
Walking faster.
Walking so much faster.
And she vanishes into the nest.
Bye, bitch.
Now we have the spider that was previously sizzled. I'm just going to say he dies. He's on 1 HP.
He succumbs to his injuries.
Yeah. He just goes, you know what? I'm not giving you lot the satisfaction.
And now you're all out of combat.
If we're out of combat, Oberyn's kind of pissed off at this moment. And is going to move the moonbeam since I still would have that concentration, and I'm going to put it right on the fucking nest.
Oh my god.
You hear an angry screeching and scuttling as things move.
Sean considers investing in a whole lot of pesticide to deal with this shit later.
After the queen has left, the hatch on the floor remains open.
I go down it immediately, like, nope, leaving, bye.
You find yourself on a very short staircase this time, in a very long corridor.
Hey guys, it's a corridor!
I would like to yell in, because I can still, like, I use my animal, speak with animals real quick, just to yell into the nest, this could all have been avoided, this is on you! And then I follow after.
I wait for, like, everyone to get into the bat situation, and then I just do, like, one, I just do a quick thunderclap towards the nest in case any of them are trying to creep into the entrance. This was just like a fuck off for any of you trying to be brave. Let's go down this corridor and as far away from this place as physically possible.
The corridor is just one long straight run.
Moira says, let's run.
Run.
The camera switches to a pixelated 8-bit of all the characters running along.
Then we all do like the little hop, like the crystal gems.
Okay, so as you go along the corridor, you find, guess what?
Burlap sacks!
You do find a burlap sack hanging on the wall. So now you can see that the burlap sacks are about 4 foot long when they're fully unfolded.
Oh, perfect for stuffing a child in.
Great.
But you also find a door. Unfortunately, there are no damn fine crates nearby.
Damn it!
Moira pushes the door gently to see if it opens.
The door creaks open to another room, and as the door opens, you hear the sounds of people gasping in fear.
Hello?
They don't reply, but with your dark vision you can see to the other end of the room. This is a fairly small room, and on each side is a large cage, like a prison cell. And inside are all the people that Charlie and Laughter lost.
Oh, thank God.
Moira immediately begins using her thieves' tools, which she has for reasons unbeknownst to everybody else, to unlock all the cages as fast as possible.
Since I can tell that they can't really see us, they don't seem to have the dark vision, I'd like to use another second level spell slot, and I'd like to cast Flame Blade.
I'm just going to do Dancing Lights, but okay.
I light my sword on fire. Yes, great idea.
No, I don't. I create a flaming sword in my hand, but it also creates a bunch of light. So it's basically just like a magical torch at this point. And I say, we're here to rescue you.
I just Kylo Ren's lightsaber, that's all, sorry. Committing as hell.
Shard just watches over and do this and then just does Dancing Lights for the second time that day, like...
I didn't know if you could do it again.
It's one of those spells that I can always do, don't worry.
Now that there's more light in the room, you can see that there's a table in the middle. It's scratched, and it's got some dubious-looking stains here and there, but there's also a small stack of objects.
I'll go look at the table. That sounds horrifying.
I would go look at the table, too.
Yeah, Moira's going to let them do that while Moira's unlocking the cages. It makes sense for Moira to do that.
On the table, there's a rusty knife that's been stabbed into the surface. It's wedged in pretty tight. And there's a small stack of books, and a
few... Are they the ones that got taken?
Why don't you have a look at them?
I stare at the books intently.
The books stare back.
Fuck you, books. You don't know me.
The books... Oh, well, the title on them is written in Elvish.
I read that.
Literally, everybody here reads Elvish. I am the DM, I also read Elvish.
I read everything. Yes.
And these are apparently books for researchers.
Yes. Hey, Charlie, I found the prick who hurt our friend.
Moira finished the lock on the cages.
Alright, I want to take a look at this stuff. See if there's a name on it.
Okay. As Charlie takes a look at the stuff, she also finds... what looks like a very old map on the table of the island, and a stack of photos.
I stare at the photos.
They're all pictures of soldiers.
Moira has gathered together all of the women and children who were, like, basically dragged here, pretty much, and has gathered them in a quiet-ish group.
Do I recognise any of the soldiers, Kerry?
I'll get to that in a second. For now, some of the younger children... who don't have their parents here with them, have sensed Moira's mama bear energy and are clinging to her. The soldiers, as Shard looked through the photos...
Shard is, like, flicking through them, going,
Then, the answer to your question is yes.
Fuck. Is Corey there?
Yes, Corey is one of the photos.
What do the photos show?
You know, like, yearbook-style photos?
Yeah.
They're kind of like that.
Can I take the one that has Corey in it?
Of course.
And keep it. I kind of look at the others and I'm like, this is my son.
It's Corey.
Gives a very wide-eyed look towards Shard, like, what?
Adopted, but he was my kid.
It does have his name written on it as well, on the back.
His birth name, or his name he picked when he lived with me?
The name the military would have known him by.
Ah, so they would have known him as Corrin.
Yeah. Has Shard looked through all the photos, or did they stop at that one?
They've continued looking through now. They've just kind of gone, I'm never letting this one go, ever.
There is another one they recognise, but the information on it doesn't quite add up.
Okay. Kerry.
They know they've seen this person somewhere before.
Shard's like death staring at a bunch of photos, and you lot are like,
I think Oberyn's actually kind of at this point investigating the room, see if there's like another exit, so to try and get these people out of here.
You can clearly see the door at the opposite end of the room. Well, with a big, God. With a big like jail ring of keys next to it.
With that, I will walk over and I'll grab the keys first and I'll shake them at Moira without actually saying anything, but just shake them at Moira as I go to open this door.
Moira nods and begin and with the light of the flame sword, I usher the women and children towards the now unlocked door. Realizing that I'm doing that before I find out that there's not a spike trap being thrown through the door at us, I'm hoping.
The door has a faded label on it saying mill personnel only, breaking the rules of the mill.
Moira leads them out.
Are you bringing any of the things on the table with you? Or?
I'm bringing the photos.
Moira's only concern is for the children.
Okay.
I would assume Charlie would grab the books. I don't even know about the books. That was when Oberyn was having a tizzy and wasn't involved in there.
So you want to get the map as well, yeah. Charlie?
Yeah. Alright.
Yeah,
is there anything else on the table?
There was the knife, the books, the photos, the map. There's an invoice.
I pick up the invoice. I stare at it going, I swear to fucking God, if you're going to tell me you weren't, I wasn't in and you've left my parcel at the depot.
It's written in common, and it says for the shipment of personnel.
Oh, fuck. Get everyone out before I kill everything.
There are no names on it, just a whole bunch of initials.
What are the initials?
An LH, but that's about it. And it's addressed for not on the island.
Never mind.
Maybe we can ask Oberyn once we're out of here.
So, are you all going through the door?
Moira's already halfway up the corridor.
I would say that Oberyn was also leading. He waited for all the people to go through first, but obviously he was leaving Shard and Charlie to do whatever they wanted behind, as he trusts that they can handle them themselves.
Okay, it's a very, 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 very long spiral staircase. The sort where if you're not extremely fit, you are going to be panting for breath by the time you reach the top.
I feel that I would scoop up like some of the small children as they were too tired.
Yeah.
Carry them.
And it leads to a set of doors set in the earth at an angle.
I swear to God, if this set of doors was like 5 foot from the doors you looked at, I'm going to kill all of you.
I yell up to Moira, open the doors. Moira, I can't fight through all these people to open these doors. I need you to open the doors so we can get on out of here.
Moira opens the doors, saying like, okay, I'm sorry. Moira opens the doors.
You're all greeted by a blast of fresh moorland air.
Oh, thank goodness.
And as you climb out the doors, you figure out why the staircase was so long, because you're at the top of the hill again. This set of doors is very well hidden behind some of the gorse bushes.
Hey, Laughter!
Hi, Laughter! We missed you.
Laughter just sat on a rock, I imagine, just like...
Yeah. Staring into the abyss.
Yeah.
Nobody gave Laughter a colouring book or something to keep her amused.
We assumed Laughter had like 5 in her pack that she stole from some children.
And that's where I'm going to end this.
Thank you, Kerry.
Just on a progressive leg day.
Thank you, Kerry, for an amazing adventure. It was so, so much fun. Let's do our outro spiel then. Let's go around the table and we'll start with Chad.
Of course, I am Chad. If you would like to follow me on the social medias, I am at Chad's_mind or at you from top rope. If you'd like to listen to me, you can hear me on the Visionaries Global Media on Wednesdays with the Chatterbox, on Thursdays with you from the top rope, and on Sundays with So You're So Smart.
Thank you again, Chad, for hosting this collection of madness on your network. It's very awesome of you to do so. Thank you. I will go now to the DM for the evening, Kerry.
I am Cherubeans on Twitter. This year I've kind of decided I'm bored of being the only person who doesn't have their thing exactly out of this group, so that's my goal for this year. Find my thing.
Awesome. Awesome. Always a good thing. Caitlin.
I'll also do Ailey, because Ailey had to dip out as they are not feeling very well. Ailey does amazing gothic horror comic called Lady Changeling, which I'm very proud of them on. It's hand-drawn. They are at Space Lady Art, and they're a giant nerd. I am also a giant nerd. If you want to follow me just mainly posting pictures of my kittens, if I'm honest, I'm at Caitlin RC. If you want to follow my work, which is coming back, I have stuff in the works, but Jesus Christ, motivation is hard right now. I'm at Our Mind Games on Twitter, or themindgame.org, which is also where I keep my collection of this madness, where I have to deal with these idiots.
We love you too.
You adore us, let's face it.
I do, Alex. So I'm still here.
You can find me at Spiderbread UK. You can find mine and Matt's main show at Game Junkies Pod, and you can find this ever-growing collection of madness at Dungeon Junkies Pod.
No pod.
What?
It is a pod.
It's pod now.
It's okay. We'll let you off. It's okay. You've had a bit of a stressful show. Find me at MattTechUK. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Thank you to our sponsor, Triumph Chairs. Don't forget to use our code GAMEJUNKIES, all caps, at the checkout to get 10% off at the checkout. On behalf of all of us here at Dungeon Junkies, stay safe. I'm Matt.
I'm Alex.
And we're out of here.
Bye.
Wash your dang hands.
Wear a mask.
This podcast was brought to you by me, Kerry, in conjunction with Visionaries Global Media and Matt Attack Productions.